Tell you what, guys, isn't it funny how you can sometimes get so wound up in life and all the bits and bobs that's going on all the time? It's very easy to forget what's around you, isn't it? So I've just come, probably 10 minutes out of Exeter max, maybe 5 minutes, and going out to meet some other Royal Enfield enthusiasts, I suppose you could say. And work's been really crap at the moment, has been most of this year, to be fair, plus all the other stuff that's been going on. And when you come to a place like this, it just totally unwinds you. And this is going out, this is the B3212, which goes out towards Dartmoor. Been out here hundreds of times, but you know, only sort of 2 or 3 times a year. But it's so nice, certainly being on this Royal Enfield as well, getting out here and just kind of, you just feel yourself unwinding, don't you? Sometimes even when you think you're not stressed, you get on your bike, go for a ride, and then you realise, actually, I needed that. That's pretty much where I am now, actually. As I say, I'm going out to meet these guys, Saddlebag 73's coming along as well. And we're going for a ride over Dartmoor. Apparently Phil's bringing some pasties as well, although I've kind of jumped in last minute, so I've missed the pasty run, but I'll go to plan B on that. Never mind, just pop in the shop and get a crappy Ginsters or something. But yeah, it's lovely getting out for a ride on, you know, through Dartmoor, and total de-stress zone. I'm so lucky living down in Devon, because we've got so many nice places, you know, coast to coast, or different beaches as well. We got, you know, we're lucky to have Exmouth just 12 miles away from me, and then another 12 miles I've got Dawlish Warren, which is absolutely beautiful. That's my favourite beach of all time. And so many places down here. In fact, it's quite strange, actually. It's funny, because I took my NC to the first ABR which I went in 2021, and I thought, well, what I'll do is I'll get the NC out and I'll go for a little drive round, little ride round, and see what I can find there. You know what? I found absolutely nothing up there. I'm so used to just getting on a bike and just 5 minutes later having somewhere with a nice view, or a nice road or whatever. And I guess, to be fair, I didn't know the area very well either, did I? But let's go for it. But at the same time, it was, who says you can't overtake on a 350 Meteor? At the same time, yeah, it was so nice to get out and about. Kind of lost my train of thought now. That took up all my brain power. But yeah, I think, the whole mental health thing, I'm lucky I don't really suffer with that, although this year's been a real struggle, I must admit. But I don't really struggle with that. But, you know, it's nothing better for us bikers than getting out on a bike, is there? And that's something I really like about this Meteor as well. Is that it's a proper rider's bike. You know, it's not going to set your world on fire, but it's nice when you can, you know, a nice chilled bike to ride. And that's all you need, really. If I was on the NC now, or one of my other bikes, then I'd probably be missing the ride a bit here, but I'm sucking all this up, being on a slower bike, more lazy bike. More lazy, but at least I'm comfortable. I'm more comfortable on this £4,400 bike than what I am on, you know, bikes 3 times the price sometimes. But yeah, perfect de-stressor coming out here. I like to say I'd like to live out here, but in fact, I'm probably so exercified, I don't think I would. I think I'd like being near the town a bit more. Then again, never say never. Well, I'm hoping this is going to Moreton Hampstead. Should be. Can't believe how good this bike is on fuel either. I've done how many miles? Nearly 100 miles now. I think I've lost one bar, maybe two bars on the fuel gauge. Just seems to be going on and on. I always envy people on bicycles getting around here. It'd be a week's journey for me to go from Exeter to Moreton Hempstead on a bike. I'd need the services as well. Yeah, so I envy people with Royal Enfields. I think they're some of the nicest people you ever meet. Used to be on a Honda, probably still is. But I think Royal Enfield folk are jolly splendid as well, must admit. Yeah, that's all for that one anyway. I just thought I'd knock up a quick vid. I don't know when this is going out. It's it's July 20th at the moment, I think. On a Thursday. It's absolutely beautiful. Nice warm night. Well, I say night, it's only, half past five. But yeah, it's a lovely warm evening here, shall we say. Nice and dry. And another nice day tomorrow. Always nice when you open the curtains and the sun's shining, isn't it? Then after that, we've got 7 days of heavy rain, apparently. Again. But never mind. Mustn't grumble. Keeps the hosepipe bands at bay, doesn't it? Look at it that way. Well, I think I'll leave you there. But just a very chilled Royal Enfield Meteor 350 chat there. I hope you're all doing very well. Let me know how you're doing in the comments. Even though you're going to be watching this way down the line, I hope life is treating you well. If you haven't been on a Tri-Dead Royal Enfield before, get on one. I know it sounds silly, but some people, they've been life changers for some people. So maybe it's a life changer for you, and I can see why. I totally get why. Now, when I send this back, I've actually got the Hunter coming, so I'll be doing some videos on that as well. So thanks for watching, guys. Just a chilled video here. And I guess I'll see you next week. Cheerio.